Okay, let's dive in. You're busy. We know how it is. Trying to keep up with everything online. It's almost impossible sometimes.
Yeah, it really is.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Today, we're looking at something that, well, anyone involved in hiring probably wrestles with.
Yeah.
Getting those job openings out there efficiently.
Exactly. We've spent some serious time digging into info from distribute.io, really trying to get under the hood of these job board distribution services.
Right.
And our mission here really is to, you know, cut through the noise and show you what these things actually do, and maybe more importantly, how they can genuinely impact your hiring, whether you're running a big HR team or like just hiring your first employee.
Okay, so let's set the scene. You write this amazing job description. Perfect. Then comes the part that's, well, less exciting. The old way meant posting that same info manually, site by site, right? Indeed, LinkedIn, Monster.
It's like digital envelope stuffing.
That's exactly. And that's the core problem, the inefficiency. Just think about the hours it takes, logging in, logging out, copying,
Or
pasting.
formatting for each one.
Yeah.
Yes, reformatting. It's just this time sink. And that's time you could be using to actually talk to candidates, you know?
Totally. And it's not just about the time lost, is it? If you're only manually hitting a few big boards, you might be missing out on a whole section of the talent pool, like casting a net in just one small corner of the lake.
Precisely. And think about those really specialized roles. Maybe tech, maybe healthcare. There are niche boards, industry forums, maybe even specific university sites where your perfect candidate is actually looking.
Right.
Trying to find and post to all of those manually, it's overwhelming. So yeah, you could easily miss top talent just because your post didn't land in front of them.
Okay, so that paints the picture. The manual slog, the potentially limited reach.
Yeah.
Let's talk solutions.
Yeah.
Job board distribution services. What are they actually bringing to the table here?
Well, fundamentally, they automate that whole manual headache. Instead of you juggling logins for, I don't know, 10, 20, 50 sites,
Yeah.
you use one platform, upload the job once, click a few buttons, and boom, it gets sent out to this whole network of job boards. It's like your central distribution hub.
Okay, so straight away, you save a ton of time. That convenience is obvious. I'm guessing there's more to it than just being a bulk posting machine.
Oh, definitely. The time saving is huge, don't get me wrong. Think about getting those hours back every single week.
Right.
But the real power, I think, comes from the insights these services offer. They track how your postings are doing on all the different sites, so you get actual data.
Ah, okay, now that's interesting. So it's not just spray and pray. You actually find out what's working, where the good application's coming from.
Exactly. It gives you this feedback loop. You can see, okay, for this kind of engineering role, this niche board is consistently sending us great people.
So you can focus your efforts, maybe even your budget, there next time.
Precisely. Or conversely, you might see that, you know, a big general board just isn't delivering for certain roles despite the cost. It lets you refine your strategy based on real results.
That makes a lot of sense for smart recruiting. And I noticed something else. They usually funnel applicants back into your own applicant tracking system, your ATS. Why is that so important?
Keeping everything in your ATS is just, well, it's crucial for staying organized. You get one single place to see every candidate, track where they are in the process, let your team collaborate.
Avoids chaos, basically.
It really does. It brings structure. Otherwise, you're juggling emails, spreadsheets, candidates coming from everywhere. Centralizing in the ATS makes the whole hiring workflow much smoother and, frankly, more compliant too.
Okay, good point. Now let's get specific. Looking at distribute.io, they talk about a feature called pick and post. How does that actually work for the user?
So pick and post is designed to be super straightforward. Often it pulls your jobs automatically from your ATS, which is already a time saver.
Okay.
Then you get this interface, basically a dashboard where you see your imported jobs. You just, well, you pick the ones you want to advertise and then post them by selecting the specific job boards you want to target.
So targeted distribution.
Exactly. Maybe this job goes to these five boards, that job goes to those 10, and you can edit them, take them down. All from that one central spot, much easier than managing dozens of logins.
Definitely sounds better. They also mentioned media purchasing. What's that about? Sounds useful if you don't already have deals with every single job board out there.
That's exactly the use case. Media purchasing lets you tap into their network of partner boards, even ones you don't have a direct contract with.
Expands your reach.
Right. You can essentially buy posting slots or sponsored placements on these additional boards when you need them. It gives you flexibility to boost visibility for certain roles without locking into long-term deals everywhere.
That adds a layer of scalability. Okay, and back to analyze and track. We talked about seeing where apps come from, but what else can that data tell you?
It can get quite granular. Beyond just volume, you can track things like cost per applicant from each source. Maybe even, depending on your setup, track source effectiveness all the way to time to hire.
Hey.
This lets you really understand the ROI. Which channels aren't just bringing candidates, but bringing hires efficiently. It helps you optimize your ad spend, put your budget where it works best.
Moving from just counting apps to understanding actual quality and cost effectiveness.
Got it.
Now, they also mention feature-rich job posting solutions. Sounds like an all-in-one package. What are the core parts of that?
Yeah, that term covers the whole spectrum. It's the posting itself, getting the jobs out easily. It's the tracking and analytics we just discussed.
Mm-hmm.
And often it includes budget management tools too. So you can control your spending on job ads, track costs, maybe set limits, all within that same system. It aims to be that single point of control for your job advertising.
Makes sense. Central command for posting, tracking, and budget. Let's talk scale for a second. Over 1,650 global job boards. That's a lot.
It's a huge number. And it's not just the big names. It includes that, you know, that long tail of niche sites, industry-specific, professional groups, university career centers.
Places you might never find or think to post manually.
Exactly. So that massive network really ups your chances of finding those hard-to-reach candidates with very specific skills.
Yeah, that targeted reach could be massive.
Yeah.
Okay, let's shift gears slightly and hit some common questions people might have. They confirm distribution to the big ones. Indeed, LinkedIn, Monster, Career Builder, that's table stakes, really.
Absolutely. You need those covered. But it's good they state it clearly. And again, the key is tracking performance across all of them, big and small.
Right. And integration.
Yeah.
Huge concern. They say seamless integration with popular ATS platforms.
Right.
That's got to be a relief for HR tech managers.
Oh, totally. The last thing you want is another siloed system that doesn't talk to your main recruitment platform. Smooth ATS integration is non-negotiable for efficiency.
Practical question. You post a job. How long until it actually shows up on these boards? You don't want a big delay.
Yeah, good question. They generally say around 6 to 24 hours. It can vary a bit depending on the specific board's own update cycle, but it's usually pretty quick. Your jobs get out there promptly.
Okay, that's reasonable. What about tweaking the message? Can you customize posts for different platforms? A LinkedIn post might need a different tone than, say, a niche technical board.
Yes, that's usually possible. Good platforms allow you to tailor the description or maybe add specific keywords for different boards, helps optimize for each audience.
And volume. If you're hiring a lot, are there limits on how many jobs you can post?
It typically depends on your subscription plan. They usually offer different tiers based on posting volume, so you choose the one that matches your company's hiring needs, whether it's a few jobs a month or hundreds.
Makes sense. And the analytics tools, are they easy to use?
Mm-hmm.
Can you easily spot the top performing boards without being like a data wizard?
Generally, yes. They aim for user-friendly dashboards, charts, graphs, clear summaries, making it pretty straightforward to see which sources are driving results.
Good. How about scheduling? Can you set posts to go live later, maybe time them with a campaign launch?
Uh-huh. Scheduling is a pretty common feature. Lets you plan ahead, automate the timing of your postings. Definitely handy.
And for global reach or diversity initiatives, what about multiple languages?
Yes, many services support multilingual postings. You can often translate and distribute jobs in different languages, which is obviously key for reaching diverse international candidate pools.
Okay, so summing that up, it really sounds like these services hit efficiency from multiple angles. Automation, data, integration, reach, control.
Exactly. It's about taking that repetitive, time-consuming task off your plate, giving you better reach, and equipping you with the data to make smarter recruiting choices.
And you mentioned integration before, but they specifically call out working with major recruitment and staffing software brands. It reinforces that idea of being part of a connected HR tech stack.
It does. In modern HR, systems need to talk to each other. Seamless flow between your job distributor, your ATS, maybe your HRIS. It just makes everything work better. Less manual data entry, fewer errors.
There's another angle too. OFCCP compliance. That's a big deal for federal contractors and others. It looks like these services can help manage those specific posting requirements.
Yes. OFCCP compliance involves things like ensuring jobs are posted widely, reaching protected veteran and disability groups, and keeping meticulous records.
Which sounds like a major administrative task.
It can be. So having a distribution tool that understands these rules helps manage the postings to compliance sites, handles credential management, and keeps the necessary audit trails. That simplifies things massively and reduces risk.
That's a significant benefit for relevant companies. Okay, let's quickly look at some of their recent news insights. An article from, looks like April last year, basically says every HR team needs a multi-poster. Focuses on time saving, wider reach, the core stuff we've hit on.
Right, it just underlines that core value proposition, shows it's a recognized need in the industry.
And one from January last year talks about using distribution software to kick off 2025 recruiting strong, calling it a game changer. Suggests it's becoming more strategic, not just operational.
Exactly. It positions it as a way to get ahead, to be proactive about talent acquisition for the year, letting teams focus on strategy instead of just posting jobs.
Then there's one from December on writing better LinkedIn ads. Good reminder, isn't it? The tool gets it seen, but the message still has to land.
Absolutely. Distribution amplifies, but the content is still king, you know? You need a compelling pitch to attract the right people, wherever they see it.
Right. Lastly, let's touch on testimonials. Someone named Raymond Hahn praises the products, working right away and having reachable support. That points to good usability and service.
Yeah, easy setup, and knowing help is there if you need it, those are always big pluses.
Jamin Griffith mentions getting a strong, steady flow of candidates and calls the interface a time saver. Again, hitting those key benefits from a user's view.
It's always good to hear that validation, that it's delivering tangible results, like more candidates and less time spent.
And Mary Grace Foster specifically calls out quick communication on OFCCP compliance. That highlights the value of their expertise in that tricky area.
For sure. If compliance is a major concern, knowing you have responsive, knowledgeable support on that specific front is really valuable peace of mind.
Okay, so pulling this all together, the takeaway seems pretty clear. These job board distribution services offer, well, a real advantage in today's hiring world. It's about efficiency, reach, and intelligence.
Precisely. It streamlines the grunt work, extends your net much wider and more strategically, and gives you data to actually improve. It lets you shift focus from just posting jobs to actually recruiting talent.
So here's something for you, the listener, to think about. How much time, really, is spent by you or your team just manually pushing job ads out? Be honest.
Yeah.
And then think, what could you do at that time if it were freed up? More candidate engagement, better onboarding planning, refining your whole talent strategy. That's the potential unlock here.